The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is what's on your mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd Mitchell is vacationing, ladies and gentlemen. Much earned vacation for Todd, the radio god Mitchell. He's actually at our world headquarters for GCN that distributes this program all across the globe to the folks at iHeartRadio and GCNLive.com and all those listeners listening on KFIRE and KCJB and AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO and KLTC. So He's even working on his vacation. He's helping out Shane Sturley right now down there at the studio. Is he treating you okay, Shane? Is everything going okay? Barking out any instructions for you or anything? Or is he in that kind of leisurely vacation mode?
No, he's completely working me like a dog here, actually.
Is he really? Yeah, all right. That's how it is. Tell him to say hi for crying out loud. We want to hear from our man.
Hi for crying out loud.
Hi, for crying out loud. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, on his vacation. He's even working live and direct from the GCN the hub headquarters down there in the Twin Cities. Coming up this hour, we're going to chat, by the way, with our exclusive interview with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. He was in North Dakota over the weekend, and we caught up with him. You're going to hear that interview. Plus, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will be on the program as well. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. We're live and direct today from Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And we're going to go live and direct to Toby Kovalevog with Leisure Outdoor Adventures. They're part of the Chase on the Lake team, and they do a lot of great guiding on Leech Lake. And Toby's got a crew from North Dakota on the lake right now. Toby, how you doing?
Scott, thanks for picking us up once again and getting us on the air to all the fine people in North Dakota and Minnesota. I have some mid-gardens, greenwoods, from Hoople and Grass, North Dakota, in the boat, and I have some of them are fighting Sioux, and some of them are Bison fans, and I might have to be a referee today.
For folks that don't remember, Toby put on the Fighting Sioux jersey for quite a few years, got a national championship ring to show for it, tanded gold for the University of North Dakota hockey team. So I like the chances that the UND guys are going to win in the boat today.
We haven't got down to details yet as to which one's actually wearing what color jersey, but I know that one of the guests have already caught a 26-inch walleye, and we have a few nice keepers in the boat along with some bass and pike in a short morning start. We've been dodging rainstorms, but the fish are biting, as always, on Leech Lake, Scott.
That's fantastic. Tell us about the service you provide from Leisure Outdoor Adventures when folks stay at Chase on the Lake. What kind of services does your team provide, Toby?
It doesn't become any more turnkey than just that. When you book a trip with us and Chase on the Lake as a partnership, you really get a turnkey event. We schedule the fishing part with you. Go ahead and just put the charges right in your room so that they're pay one time at the end of your trip for convenience. We pick people up right at the dock in front of the beautiful hotel right on the beach down there in the mornings, and take them out to fish. Come back in if they'd like at the 502 restaurant for some of those great burgers or appetizers, back out on the water. And then at the end of the trip, drop you off. We take care of cleaning all your fish, of course, and package them up and bring them back and get them chilled and iced right there at the Chase for the guests whenever they're ready to go. So it really is a turnkey event. You come into town, you call us, Leisure Outdoor Adventures. We figure out how many boats you may need, one boat, two boats, doesn't matter. We can do groups of all sizes, and so it looks great with big groups like corporate events, bachelor parties. It really doesn't matter, or just your family vacations. That time of year, everybody's getting ready to do that last minute planning and get a trip on the water or a little event with the family. And we do those. We specialize in those as well. So it's really a turnkey event with Chase on the Lake, and we do it now through the fall. Speaking of that, we have the Chase offering a special with the cottage, a place that you stay, Scott. With up to seven people coming over to fish. You get a couple boats for a guided fishing trip and right around $200 a person. So it's a pretty sweet deal. More information on that, of course, will be on the Chase website. So something to think about for all the listeners looking to get over to Minnesota maybe for a fall fishing package.
Now, it's, by the way, a seven-bedroom, five-bath cottage. The thing is incredible. Two kitchens, and of course, as you say, minimum of seven people, $200 per person midweek, $250 on the weekend, half-day of guiding, and Toby and his crew take care of you. If you want to find out more about the guiding from Leisure Outdoor Adventures, give Toby a call, 218-547-7777. Our best of the folks from Hoopla and Grafton today. I hope the Sioux fans, prevail there over the Bison fans, but go get them.
I will do my best as their guide to make sure those lines are in front of the biggest fish, but there's never guarantees of fishing.
Sounds great. Toby, good talking to you. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
You bet. All right, folks, microphones caught up with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on his weekend trip to North Dakota. And here's that chat with the Speaker of the House.
A lot of things to cover with you today, so we'll go as quick as we can. But, I found myself waking up this morning thinking about a country in crisis economically, with a jobs crisis and anemic economic growth. We have a border crisis. We have a very difficult situation with racial tensions in the breadbasket of America right now. That's just in the United States, right? That's just domestically. Overseas, we've got, ISIS and this horrific situation, so much so the Pope, our own Pope says, I bless this because these guys got to be taken out. We've got Israel. We've got Russia and Putin poking us in the eye. And we have a president of the United States who's at Martha's Vineyard. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, it's really about leadership. And while the president thinks that giving a speech is leadership, it really isn't. And when you look at the issues confronting us domestically, the president's solutions have not worked. But he won't admit that. Every place I go, the American people are still asking the question, where are the jobs? And the middle class in America is being squeezed. You know, their salaries aren't going up. There are no new good jobs. But they're paying more for health care. They're paying a lot more for food. They're paying more for gasoline. And their disposable income is down. And it's holding our economy back. When you look at the international side, all of this is a result of the president's apology tour 5 years ago. When he went to Europe, he went to the Middle East and apologized for American leadership and apologized for America being strong. And look at the result. When America leads and America is strong, the world's a much safer place. World leaders are begging me every day, why can't you lead? We need America to lead. The world wants us to lead. And but the president just won't do it.
Why?
He's just really not prepared for the job.
The border. I want to talk about that a little bit. You probably have spent more time with this president of any Republican on the planet, I would imagine, right?
Probably.
The Speaker of the House has that relationship with the President of the United States. You've spoken with him recently, I understand, about the border, mano a mano. Does this president, does this administration want to secure the border?
No. No, and that's the issue. We can pass all the laws we want, but until we have an administration committed to securing the border, it won't happen. George W. Bush, one of my close friends, think the world of him, but he wasn't committed to securing the border, and neither is President Obama. We've tried and tried and tried, but he just won't go there. So I'm committed to having immigration reform. We have a broken immigration system, broken in hundreds of different ways. It all needs to be fixed. Then we got a problem with those that are here without documents. 40% of them came here legally, whether they were students or they came here to visit and never quite went home. We need to address this. But if we don't secure the border, there's really no way to fix this system in a rational way.
Is it intentional or is it incompetence? I mean, if we go down this line, we listen and just say, my gosh, there, as you say, no leadership. Doesn't want to lead, not leading. Is it intentionally rooting for the decline of America, or is it just incompetence?
No, I don't believe. But he has a different vision for America than I would or you would. When you look at this White House, you see incompetence at many levels. And this is not just me as a Republican talking. You can talk to Democrats as well. In every White House that I've worked with over the 25 years I've been there, had an operation a legislative operation where they had staff that went out and talked to members, worked with members and their staffs, and you knew what was going on. If they have one, most members have never seen it. The head of their legislative operations, I've gotten to know now. They've got a new one here over the last year, and frankly, she's done a good job. But it's with me. Democrats, Republicans, nobody has a relationship with the White House. I saw a headline this where Democrat members were complaining, why won't the president talk to us? So it's not about Democrats versus Republicans. It's a White House that's not very well organized and, frankly, not effective at all.
This is Speaker of the House John Boehner, our guest today, an exclusive interview on What's on Your Mind. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to play more of this interview. We caught up with him, actually, at the South 40, which is the old Yagen Dairy, where the speaker was at an event with folks from Bismarck, Mandan, around North Dakota on Friday evening, and actually sat down for a good 10, 15 minutes right before that event. So more of that interview when we come back live on What's on Your Mind today from Chasing the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The hour, what's
What's on Your Mind Monday edition of the program. We caught up with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on his weekend trip to North Dakota, and you're listening to our exclusive interview. The whole thing's up on our Facebook page as well if you want to check that out and hear it beginning to end. Congressman Kevin Cramer will also join this conversation. He was sitting with us when we chatted with the Speaker, so here is more of that conversation. Also, Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, coming up here in just a little bit. So more of the conversation now with Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
I have a talk program, as you know. You've been on it many times over the years. A lot of listeners are frustrated with the president, and they put some of that frustration on House Republicans to say, you're our team. You're all we got in Washington, D.C. Go after this guy, get rid of him. What is the best solution?
Listen, I understand the frustration. I see people every day on the road. This is day 14 of a 35-day motor coach trip. And so I talk to a lot of people, and there's a lot of frustration out there. Trust me. There's nobody more frustrated than I am. But we're the minority party in Washington. We got a Democrat Senate to deal with and a Democrat in the White House. And we've got some radio talk show hosts, not you, but others, who lead people to believe false things. You know, that we can stop Obamacare by not funding the government. That worked out real well. Leading people to believe all kinds of things that are just not doable. It would probably surprise some of your listeners to know that we've cut total federal spending 3 years in a row. Hasn't happened since the 1940s. We protected 99% of the American people from an increase in our taxes. We made 99% of the Bush tax cuts permanent, something we couldn't do when we had George Bush in the White House, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate. But there is a lot of frustration. This lawsuit we're about to file, probably right for Labor Day, is intended to rebalance the relationship between the Congress and the executive branch. It's not about me versus the president. It's not about Republicans versus Democrats. The president has the authority to do executive actions, but he doesn't have the authority to rewrite laws, which, in my view, on a number of occasions, he has. And so we picked one. You know, we picked the employer mandate in Obamacare. We think that it's our best shot. This has never happened in our history of our country where the Congress sued the executive branch. But we think, working with some legal scholars, that we may have a real serious shot here. This is about more than just this Congress and this president. If we win this lawsuit, we're going to have the ability to rebalance the relationship between the executive branch and the Congress in a way that will go on for decades to come.
Let's talk a little bit about energy. There's a guy that you probably know by the name of Harold Hamm who told me this story before. He said, do you realize that if we took a portion of federal lands that are now off limits to oil and gas drilling and do it in a responsible way like we do it, you know, right next to Teddy Roosevelt National Park, one of the most sacred places, or Lake Sakakawea, and do it responsibly like we're doing it in North Dakota, we could see some light at the end of this tunnel to the tune of the federal debt would start going the other way. Why don't we do it?
You know, the president and his allies were opposed to additional oil and gas development on federal lands.
Wait a minute, I thought they were responsible for all the increases.
Oh, they'll take credit for all the increased production on private lands, but they won't really help us open up federal lands for more development. I had a conversation with the president in December of 2012, trying to do another big deficit reduction package. And during that conversation, the president said, well, I need more money for infrastructure. I said, Mr. President, we have big infrastructure needs. I'm all for more infrastructure. Problem is, we have no way to pay for it. Now, Mr. President, I said, I've had this conversation with some of my colleagues, and I'm doing some research about opening up some of the Intermountain West federal lands and the Outer Continental Shelf for oil and gas development, and then using the federal share of the royalties to put that into our infrastructure. And we could really fund a serious infrastructure program if we did that. Well, that entitled me to a 50-minute lecture on the challenges of global warming. Well, I couldn't do that unless we did something about global warming. And so I sat there and endured this lecture. But
he's big on lectures, by the way. Mr. Ham will tell you at some point. He got a lecture one time after he brought up similar comment to the president. The president said, meet my energy secretary. We're going to build an electric car, and we don't need you guys soon. That's what he said.
I know.
I mean, you can't make this up.
You can't make it up.
Let's talk a little bit about agriculture. Well, first of all, just to finish on energy, is that a role in turning our economy around? How big of a component is what's happening right here in North Dakota to transform what's happening in the rest of the country?
Well, the energy boom in America is going to produce more jobs. It's going to produce lower energy costs. It's going to increase the disparity between what we pay for energy and the rest of the world. It means manufacturers are coming to the United States from around the world. It's going to produce more jobs. It's going to produce higher wages, regardless of who the president is. So it's a big deal. It's a really big deal for our country. We're going to be energy independent in North America within 2 years. We're going to be energy independent in America within 4 years. This is a really, really big deal for our country. I want to make it a bigger deal.
Is it the model right here in North Dakota?
I think what's going on in North Dakota this is like manna falling from heaven. This is big stuff, and you're all doing a great job with it.
I think we're blessed. When you look at...
Blessed?
Yeah.
No. You're more than blessed. You've got all this oil and gas. You've got this great land for agriculture. This is a great place, and you're very fortunate.
It's a North Dakota miracle. This fellow sitting next to you, who's a freshman member of the House, as you know, was on our program once a week talking about that farm bill for a long darn time.
Oh, trust me. He talked to me every week about the farm bill, and he talked to a lot of other members about the farm bill. It's unfortunate that it took as long as it did to get it finished, but with Kevin's help, we were able to get the farm bill done. And I think everybody in agriculture is pleased with the outcome.
And Kevin, you had a few of your producer friends in the room with the speaker today in North Dakota. They seem pretty pleased, from sugar to corn to soybeans to everybody in between.
They were all there. They all expressed their gratitude to the speaker, who, by the way, I did speak to him every week about it. He's right about that. But half the time he initiated the conversation because it was important to him as well. And our entire leadership team, really. It was really the first failure was, frankly, the Democrats didn't deliver the votes they said they would deliver. They delivered 20-some votes. Well, when that happens, when you're counting on 60, you go back to the drawing board and you do the bill up a little bit differently, and we got it done. But
And the one bad thing in it was this conservation compliance deal, which came from Senate Democrats.
Oh, that's
you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the House can do its job, but at the end of the day, we have to deal with a Democrat-controlled Senate. And so when you try to take two bills and negotiate these bills out, there are things that Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein just have to have.
Heidi Heitkamp's a freshman senator from North Dakota, Democrat. A little inside baseball here. Does she have any shot influencing Harry Reid on votes, for instance, on the border bill you guys passed, or on Keystone Pipeline? I mean, is it realistic for us as North Dakotans to expect Heidi Heitkamp to go into the leader's office and say, Mr. Harry Reid, I need this? Is that realistic?
Well, I'm sure she could do it, but she's dealing with Harry Reid. Right. Harry Reid has 55 Democrat members of the Senate, and 50 of them are as left-wing as they come. And so she can go in there and do it, but Harry's going to play to the liberals in his caucus.
Speaker of the House, John Boehner. More of our interview coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Top of the hour, North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring will be here to take your calls in just a moment at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. As soon as we wrap up our very newsworthy conversation, I might add, with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. In fact, even before the interview aired, we posted it on our Facebook page, and The Hill, one of the publications that covers the Capitol Hill, you know, back and forth, picked up on his quite stern comments about the President of the United States lacking any leadership and not wanting to lead. And so it was a rather newsworthy interview that continues to get some attention in the national media circles. And I just love the fact he's out here talking about North Dakota agriculture and North Dakota energy and Speaker of the House. What's not to love? But anyway, we brought Kevin Cramer into the last part of the conversation, and here's the remaining few minutes with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead and roll it, Chris.
Yes. Last question for both of you, actually, the tour. Why are you doing this tour?
I've done this, Scott, for 20 years. I take every August, and I take 30 to 35 days, and we'll drive somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 miles, doing events for members and candidates, and seeing part of the country, which is good for me. And I've been about every corner of every state over the last 20 years. It's been a wonderful experience, and I look forward to it every year. You could ask my staff, because I design the trip. You know, they try to put some influence in them, but I know where I want to go, and I know who needs help, and I know where I can have some fun along the way.
And Kevin, how's it help a current member of Congress? How does it help candidates?
First of all, it's great on the fundraising side. That's what it's all about, and he's a great draw for fundraising. that's appreciated. But beyond that, what he just explained, this leader of ours, this speaker of ours, is an inclusive person. He listens to a lot of people, and believe me, not all of our conference is as reasonable as I am, you know. So,
or you, Scotty, or you.
So he comes on in and he does listen to people, real people on the ground making America America, and that has an impact on how we do our jobs and how he leads our nation.
I always love it when members tell me, "Well, this is what America's saying," as if I, you know, I've never, you know,
been out or something, right?
Yeah. No, I'm in restaurants every night. I'm in hotels every night. I talk to a lot of people. And it's important for both Kevin and I, in terms of how we do our job, is you have to listen to what the American people are saying. I said this on the opening day of Congress when I became Speaker. that our job is to listen to the American people and to follow their will, not ours. And it's we do this. I know people don't quite see it that way every day, but believe me, the closer we are to the people, the more we listen to the people, the better off we are. And I've made it clear that the American people's priorities are going to be our priorities.
You're a good guy. We appreciate you.
And nice to see you.
Fellow Heartlander, you know, one of 11 kids, bar owner son.
One of 12. One of 12.
One of 12.
Yeah, one of 12.
I undershot there a little bit.
Now, I'll tell you what. I tell audiences all the time, everything I needed to do my job, I learned growing up. Grew up in a big family, learning to get along with each other, get things done together. I grew up in a bar. I mopped floors, did dishes, waited tables, tended bar. And you learn to deal with every character that walks through the door. Now, trust me, I need all the skills I learned growing up to do my job.
You got a few characters there in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you. Thanks.
Nice to see you.
Speaker of the House John Boehner, our guest, along with Congressman Kevin Cramer on his weekend visit to North Dakota. Enjoyed it a great deal. Full interview up at our Facebook page. If you want to check that out, whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll link you right there as well. All right. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring is here. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. As we mentioned of late, this is probably the race that will receive the most attention between now and November, the one race a lot of folks are keeping an eye on. Doug Goring, the incumbent Republican, his challenger Ryan Taylor, the Democrat, joined us last week, and we're going to invite these two on regularly to chat with us about this important race and these important issues in the great state of North Dakota. Doug, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you. Nice to have you back on the program. I have talked a little bit about this race before, that it seemed as though it was about more than was becoming more about energy than it was about agriculture, which was a little odd since it's the Ag Commission post we're talking about. But last week, at least some of the issues returned to agriculture, and I imagine you see that as good news, huh?
Well, it is. I mean, agriculture is still one of our leading industries in North Dakota, and we did get sidetracked, and we need to talk about some of those issues. But we can't divert our attention away from the fact that we have the largest industry in the state that we need to give some attention to. We got 105 programs in the department here that I oversee right now, and we need to stay on top of those things. I mean, we regulate meat, milk, animals, pesticides, fertilizers. We have an organic program. We have marketing programs that we need to stay on top of. We need to provide information on regulatory issues at the federal level, things that are happening at the state level. And if you forget all that, then pretty soon you're not giving the due attention that agriculture needs, and we get sidetracked with other issues that are important, but we just can't forget about this stuff. And whether we're talking about transportation, whether we're talking about marketing issues, what's going on out there in the world, what does our crop production look at? I mean, we're looking at this year in North Dakota, over a billion bushels of crop that's going to be produced. And we still have somewhere between 8 and 12 and maybe 15% of our cropland that wasn't even producing this year, was never planted. So that's an issue. That's a concern. This is a major industry. It's a big industry. We need to give it its due attention, and we need to talk about the issues that are relevant to our society here. And when you look at agriculture supporting almost 25% of the jobs in North Dakota, I think it's relevant to sit and have a conversation about it.
And you mentioned transportation. By the way, any questions or comments are welcome for Doug. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You mentioned transportation. We talked with your opponent last week, and he brought up an issue specifically related to some of the transportation backlogs on the rail for getting 2013 crop out of the state that still remains, and suggested there was more the Department of Agriculture could do, specifically related to helping farmers finance storage buildings. I did tell him in the middle of the interview that I was aware of a program that did exist through the Bank of North Dakota already, but it sounded like he didn't think enough was being done. Give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, that's kind of ridiculous. I guess, first of all, I'll say this. You can't store your way to prosperity. We produce far more than we can consume, and it goes back to this whole issue that this year we're going to produce over a billion bushels of crop here in North Dakota. You cannot store it. You cannot store your way to prosperity and service your debt if you're doing that. If you need storage this coming year, that's fine. Then we have two programs at the Bank of North Dakota, the Family Farmer Program, where if you have no more than $750,000 in net worth, you can go in and get 2.25% money. So a little over 2.2% money to put up some storage. The problem is, if you don't need storage, you now have to go in and start burning up equity to build storage. And again, you still have to move it at some point in time because you're going to be required to service that debt, take care of that operating loan. We have another program at the Bank of North Dakota. It's our Farmer Operating Loan Program, where you look at getting 2.25% money, but you have to secure that debt with land, with some real estate, and then you'd be eligible for some of that low interest money to put up storage. But again, you cannot just continue to spend money, and when you're already tight, we've had markets that have collapsed in the last 16, 18 months. Farmers have to move this stuff, and if we can address some of our issues with transportation, then our basis gets better, because right now it is so horrible. We're taking over $1, $1.15, up to $1.40, I heard in some markets. Our problem is staying focused on moving this product and staying on the logistical aspects of it, the working with CP and BNSF. And to that point, I'll give BNSF some credit. In the last 3 years, they have poured over $400 million every year into infrastructure in North Dakota. Now, it's affected our velocity and capacity, but they've committed to putting 500 more locomotives into the system, 5,000 more cars, hiring more workforce. CP, I'm a little more disappointed in. They've now are talking about putting $150 million into infrastructure, which is great. They're finally going to do that. But we still have issues with a backlog of cars. We have some elevators, and, you know, this was the other thing that came up last week when visiting with CP, is BNSF is about 1,000, 1,300 cars behind in delayed cars. Not good. CP, it was noted about 22,000 some. Now, they said that's been exaggerated. Even if it is exaggerated, if it's half that, if it's a fourth of that, we're still looking at five times more than what BNSF is behind on cars, and they only have 20% of the business in North Dakota. But the other problem is when you aren't moving product on this rail, on CP's rail, it gets shifted and diverted over to BNSF, so BNSF is now carrying CP's load also in the system. So we got to be cognizant of that. We need to continue to push, and I know that when I challenged Hunter Harris, Harrison about this issue, he said, you know, you can't tell me what to do with my locomotives just because I went and leased out 75 of them to BNSF. Well, are you going to put more back in the system? Because when it gets cold, these cars shrink. The length of these cars, these trains shrink up. You need to have more locomotives pushing them. You need more workforce out there. We need to stay focused on those types of things. It's about moving product. It's about capacity and velocity. But the cornerstone to all of our agricultural system here in North Dakota, I believe, is diversity. It's crop diversity. It's not putting all of our eggs in one basket. It's about livestock. It's about innovation. It's about keeping us competitive in a global market. It's about research, being effective and efficient. It's about trade. Let's face it, we produce far more than we can consume. 96% of the global population lives outside of our borders. 80% of all the buying power in the world is outside of our borders. 92% of all the middle class growth will take place outside of our borders. We better stay focused on transportation. We better stay focused on how we're going to move this product outside of our borders and get it to the ports so it can get to those markets across the globe and in other areas. And even within the North American continent, Mexico, Latin America buys an awful lot of our dry beans from us, our peas, our lentils, chickpeas. We have growing markets here across the United States, but across the world also. And we're
hold tight if you would. Hang tight if you would, Doug. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Fred and Wing has a question for you, too. Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, our guest on the program. One more segment to go on What's on Your Mind on a busy Monday edition of the program. We'll continue after this short timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Today, in part by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, and of course, the world's largest source of ag application parts, not only for Apache sprayers, for any sprayer, 50,000 parts in both their Mandan and Fargo locations. And if they don't have it, which is unlikely, they'll have it at your door in a day or two later. I mean, they do it all. They have a dedicated sales and service team, one focus, sprayers, and it shows in everything they do. They have some great resources there at their locations, right across from Bonanza. Off Main, Eastside Court in Mandan. They're also in Fargo as well. Frontier, actually, 52nd Avenue exit off of I-29 south of Fargo. Or better yet, call them. in Mandan, 701-663-2375, and Fargo, 297-6464, or just stop and see him. HighPlainsApache.com online. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. More with our conversation now with Doug Goring, who is the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, and Fred Nguyen has a question for you. Doug, go ahead. Fred, your question for Doug Goring.
Yes, Doug, how you doing? Fred up here.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I talked to Senator Holden that was on KFIR last week. He was on, and I'm going to flash the danger sign. Danger, danger, danger with this double tracking coming through North Dakota. And I really would like to see somebody go to Nebraska and see what happened to the small towns along the rails there and the larger towns along the rails. When they doubled that tracking, it created a terrible bottleneck. There was lives, lots of lives lost, people that couldn't cross over. So what they did is they came down and closed all the side tracks for these people. It took almost 15 years for them to get overpass so they could even operate their city. And I'm talking about Salem, and the town that really affects big port down Nebraska along I-80 line, along the interstate I-80, that rail line down there, this town called Lexington. Boy, I think before we double track this rail system to try to get more cars in, we better, and Fish, North Dakota, better go and look at what happened and look at the history of what happened when they double tracked through Nebraska. You know, they have to build a new rail bed, and there's other rail lines. The answer to this, there's other rail lines north that have been abandoned like 20 years ago that already had the rail bed. I just wondered, I know Senator Holton was interested in that talk.
I miss the last part of that.
We don't have the best connection with you, Fred, but the gist of it, he's worried about the double tracking, are you?
Yeah. There are some places that we are a little concerned right now, and I've talked to some of those farmers up in some of those communities that right now, just with a single track, they have some problems with it being blocked. And I think we need to stay on top of that. And he's got a great point about bottlenecking. We got to make sure that we have trains moving on each side of that double track so that we aren't bottlenecking and causing more problems in between. I know that they're making longer sides. Some of this might be making sure that we keep those roads open where we have to cross the tracks. Now, that's going to be probably some logistical nightmares that they have to work through, but we do need to do that, and we can't just rely on sometimes their word that this isn't going to be a problem, because we've already seen some problems. The bottlenecking, I know that has taken place, and I've visited. Actually, I did a presentation in Nebraska on infrastructure issues, and he's right. They've had to put some overpasses in. They've had to do some things there to make sure they can keep traffic moving. You hate to concentrate and consolidate all your road traffic in an area, but we have to leave areas open to make sure they can move around. At least through cities and such, we might be able to do some things with some overpasses to keep a lot of that traffic moving. But we always have to stay on top of these things and make sure that we have the ability to move trucks, vehicles, and also trains. And I'm glad that we're going to have more train capacity. And but we also have addressed the velocity issue and keep things safe out there. The other thing that I was happy to see is sitting down with BNSF and another entity in one of our small towns that lost their rail service about a year and a half ago, they're going to open that back up. That's good to see. That's 26 miles of track. That's BNSF committing to putting that track back into business to serve the ag community up there also. And you see things like that. It just makes your heart melt, and you feel good that you're moving in the right direction to address this, but we still have to stay on top of this. We can create tremendous bottlenecks if we don't continue to have these conversations with those rail lines out there, because they're just thinking about moving on the track. We have to think about everything that is related to that also.
So I appreciate the call. We're about out of time, Doug. I only have a half a minute left, but I did ask your opponent about this, so I want to ask you, how are you going to vote on that conservation measure that's on the ballot in November?
Oh, against it. Please do, because that just sets this entity up to purchase ag land in North Dakota. And there has been some comments, no, it doesn't do that. Guess what? It's a constitutional measure. It will supersede and override the
the corporate farming law that exists right now. Now, good and bad, I want to see money that comes into agriculture. But when you just open this thing up and up, it's going to allow them to purchase quite a bit of land every year or every week in North Dakota. I've heard upwards of 2 quarters a week. I've heard as much as a section of land a week. Pretty soon you're going to drive agriculture right out of North Dakota and into the wrong hands. And that's the reason we have the National Acquisition Area Committee to decide these things. We don't need to put it in a constitutional measure.
Thanks a bunch, Doug. We'll have you back. Looking forward to our intense focus on this race. Thanks for the time today. Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner in North Dakota. We are out of time, folks. Bismarck tomorrow, Watford City Wednesday. Good thing we got that new pickup from S&S Motors in Watford City. And by the way, I'm checking out their inventory. Wow. Great deals on a 2013 Suburban, 27 Chevy Silverado. S&S Motors, Watford City, one of our sponsors.
The fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.